to have water and computers next to each other. Okay, good morning. I'm very glad to be able to be here and to be part of this fabulous panel. I've already learned quite a few things myself. And when we think of this WIC food package change, it's obviously made a big difference. And all of the slopes, all of the graphs are going up. I will tell you, mine also are going up. So what I'm wanting to talk about this morning is this new fat food package as it relates to breastfeeding, or what I've subtitled it, The Story of the Carrot. Can people breastfeed for carrots? Oh, I want to acknowledge that Shannon was largely responsible for leading the team, of which Judy was also a part of, the research that I'm going to share at the end of this presentation. So when we take a look at breastfeeding rates, I want to take you back to 1972 and 74. That is when the WIC program began. So soon we're going to be celebrating our 40th birthday as the program. But you see that breastfeeding rates were about 30% for Hispanics and for whites, and that African Americans were much lower. Now that disparity between the races still exists today. But for this year, the breastfeeding initiation is at about 75%. Those of you interested in breastfeeding would be excited that that amount of change has occurred. However, we're still not satisfied. 75% initiation is still very, very low for the kind of impact that we want. Another thing to consider with the WIC program is that half of the infants in the U.S. are on the WIC program. So when you consider the potential reach as it relates to both breastfeeding and healthy food choices, we can see it. The potential is for a very, very large impact. So the WIC food package has, for the last 20 years, had a small food package incentive. It's a few carrots, 2 pounds of that, 6 ounce cans of tuna fish, some cheese. But I haven't been able to find where anybody measured, did this small amount of food make a difference for women who were breastfeeding? Would it make a difference for you? The new food package change has resulted that all women can now go buy carrots if they wanted to. And they get this $10 check for fresh fruits and vegetables if they choose to buy it in whole grains. And again, that was already covered in the previous presentations. So a big change that did occur relative to breastfeeding was that there would be no routine provision of formula in the program for the first 30 days for breastfeeding mothers. Huge change. Second change would be that there'd be this individual assessment for mothers and babies who were breastfeeding relative to their concerns, or if they requested formula, this assessment was supposed to occur. And then last but not least was this enhanced food package for breastfeeding mothers. So when we talk about breastfeeding policy change relative to breastfeeding, it is more than just the food package. So I'm not sure of this audience whether you're familiar with the specific foods that are related to both these different packages. So, but just briefly, it's for the most part similar foods, but the amounts are much greater for the fully breastfeeding mother, and that she can stay on the program for an entire year relative to the non-breastfeeder, which is only 6 months. And you see the extra foods there at the bottom, the whole grain food, which we're very glad that there's now more, 1 pound loaves of bread out there, and 30 ounces of tuna, salmon, or sardines. That's for the mother. For the infant now, you have the ability for the infant to get the 64 4 ounce jars of baby food. This doesn't come into effect till 6 months. So that's a lot of breastfeeding in order to be able to, for mothers to get this 64 jars. And for the partial breastfeeders or the formula feeders, they're only getting half that amount. The thing that's unique for the fully breastfed infants are jars of baby meats. So they get the 31 jars, and the non-breastfeeders do not get anything in the way of meats. So in California, we've been estimated that this is about $75 worth of food. So the question is, did it make a difference? Everyone keeps pointing to October 1, 2009, and the graph you see here represents the number of women who chose the fully breastfeeding packet. And you see this major increase in October 1, slight decrease, but then a maintenance that's higher than it was before. So this is very exciting to see on a statewide level. And this is at enrollment. So those infants would have been, for the most part, under 30 days. When we move then to our agency, PHFE WIC, where Shannon and I work, she already told you who we are as far as representing the state. We're about 20%. We look at the similar graph for us, and again, we see this same sharp increase on October 1, slight decrease, and then a maintenance of a higher level, more women choosing the fully breastfeeding food package. So this upward trend occurred, and Shannon also alluded to the fact that there was a lot of training. So even before October 1 came, we began to see more women choosing the old fully breastfeeding food packet, which is a few pounds of carrots. That change already was occurring in anticipation of the October 1 change. So the question is, what happened with duration data? What were women doing a few months later? So again, we see the same pattern. Flat, then a beginning rise before the food package change. And so for the percentage of women choosing the fully breastfeeding package to go from 12 to 13% and then up to 20% post-food package, those are incredible results. And this is at the two-month mark. If you take that same fully breastfeeding, again, this slide doesn't say fully breastfeeding, but it is, we see flat, slight increase, and then a maintenance at a higher level. So at the six-month level, which is very, very exciting, to see that the number of women choosing the fully breastfeeding packet went from 8% to 14% for 6 months and beyond. Very, very great numbers. So this is I'm going to skip this slide for the sake of time. This is just what women are choosing, administrative data that measures that. So the question is, what did women think about this? How did they feel about the changes in the formula? So this is where there was a survey of WIC participants. And again, preliminary data here. I want to focus just on the yellow, the attitudes about the food package as an incentive for breastfeeding. In the next talk next year, we'll go over the things in the white. Okay, so this survey was also done by Field Research Corporation, the same one that did the survey that Shannon was describing, but this is a different survey. And there were interviews over the phone, and they were conducted in English or Spanish with mothers who had infants 1 to 12 months of age. So the interviews were done in August and September, just 2 months ago, so these data are fresh. And that's why they're not complete, just preliminary at this point. We had very high cooperation levels, and again, about 2,000 mothers were interviewed. So what did we find? We found that women were reporting at over 90% that WIC encourages mothers to breastfeed. Those of us involved in breastfeeding who have been hammering this message for a long time are glad to see that the rates are that high. What's interesting to see is if you ask the question, does WIC encourage breastfeeding without the use of formula, where all of us are embracing exclusivity as the way to go with breastfeeding, that only a little over half of the mothers said that WIC encourages breastfeeding without formula. And then the number of women who were saying, well, WIC encourages both, is a third. And then 1 in 5 think that our program encourages formula use. So then you have to sort of ask the question, okay, so what were these women intending to do? So in the postpartum period, how many of them knew that they would be exclusive, knew that they would only give breast milk? Because those are the women who are going to receive the largest benefit when it comes to food. And so you see the numbers there. And if we take the first three lines together, that's about 63% of the women who breastfeeding was a part of their plan. And you see the different levels of commitment to breastfeeding. Might, or, you know, including formula or breast milk. And if we take a look at how many people knew that they would formula feed, it's less than 5%. Again, I think that's very exciting numbers to see for our program. So this is their intention. So then the question is, what we intend to do, we don't always do. So how many of these breastfeeding mothers were able to not take formula from the WIC program? So of those who said that they knew that they would only breastfeed, it ended up that a third of them actually did take formula from the program. Small amounts of formula, but they did indeed take formula from the program. And then if you take a look at those who thought that they would combination feed or just might breastfeed, you see the numbers are so much higher that they, you know, almost 90% of those are taking formula from the program. So these data support things that those of us in breastfeeding have known for a long time, that your intention to breastfeed really does play out in predicting whether you're going to be successful or not. So where do we go from here? I want to ask the question, is the food package an incentive for breastfeeding? It's now a bigger carrot. Did it make a difference? And the answer is it depends. Because women who did not take formula from the program, a full 84% said it wasn't the food package didn't make the difference, but 16% said it did. For those then who took some formula, small amounts, we see that 38%, if you combine the bottom two, said it had a big or small influence. So what are the conclusions that we can reach from this at this point in time? Is that the policy changes in the WIC program, the no routine issuance of formula, the breastfeeding assessment, and this enhanced food package did make positive changes. For some mothers, they will breastfeed for a carrot. Again, being a little bit simplistic there, but the food package itself did work as an incentive for breastfeeding. WIC is perceived as supportive of breastfeeding, and then given that only half of the women perceived WIC's emphasis on exclusive breastfeeding, as a breastfeeding person myself, I take that as the message for exclusivity needs to be a message that we promote a whole lot more. So I'm thinking that WIC can and will continue to find ways to sweeten the carrot and utilize the stick, working with some policy changes here in efforts to better support breastfeeding. And if you would like to contact either Shannon or I, here is our contact information. Thank you so much.